being special without specializing, a most unique rule, and the real blue chip recruits. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. One of the myths of sports specialization is that it's necessary to achieve at the highest levels of an activity. Well, score one again for multi-sport participation, folks, in the sport that probably has more specialization advocates than most, volleyball. We introduced you a couple of weeks ago to Kara Lasky, a senior on Bronson's volleyball team. Fresh off a performance where she led the three-time defending Class C champion Vikings to the team title at the prestigious Portage Invitational, knocking off the top-ranked Division I team from Battle Creek Lakeview in the finale. Her volleyball resume is impressive, playing libero alongside a number of sisters and cousins in this small southwestern Michigan community. She's a finalist for the Coaches Association Miss Volleyball Award this year.
I honestly didn't think I was going to be on it, so when I found out, I was excited. I was like, oh man, like, this is an honor. But in all honesty, it's not just my award, it's the team award. I wouldn't be half the player I am today without my team and without my coach.
And yeah, she's a three-sport, soon to possibly become a four-sport athlete this year. She's been all-conference in basketball, a starter in softball, and plans to run track this spring. Almost a sacrilegious notion in the world of high school volleyball. You can read more about Kiara Lasky and Bronson Volleyball on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Lansing Waverly soccer goalie Shad Cunningham, who made a spectacular toe save last week in a loss to East Lansing, but it was one of the prettiest plays you'll ever see, and you can watch that game now at MHSAA.tv. And to the girls' golf team at St. Joseph High School, which won the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference West title for the seventh straight year last week, Kaylee Rooker taking medalist honors. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Here's a football rule you may not know about or have ever seen applied. After a touchdown or a field goal, the opponent of the scoring team may designate which team kicks off. That's right, the team just allowing the points can decide who will kick off. Now, why would a team want to do that? Strategically, a team may elect to pin the other team deep in their own end with their own kicker late in a close game, rather than risk successfully receiving an onside kick. Though it's not often used by teams, it's a clever way to manage the game. I'm sure the national rules makers had other reasons, but now you know about a unique rule that's unique to high school football.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to MHSAA.com to register. The beauty of high school sports is how it prepares the 99% of its participants to become tomorrow's community leaders. And we'd like to do a shout out to two ongoing programs that prove that point. In 3 weeks, Brighton High School's Unified Sports Program, which combines students with and without intellectual disabilities on competitive athletic teams, it's been recognized as one of the nation's top five exemplary unified champion schools for 2018. The Unified Sports Programs is part of Special Olympics, and the champion schools have met 10 national standards of inclusion excellence developed by the leaders from the Special Olympics and the educational community. And last weekend, what's become a tradition in mid-Michigan took place between Mason and Okemos High Schools with the 7th annual Compete for a Cause, raising funds and awareness for supporting the research and treatment of childhood cancer, culminating with a boys' soccer match between the rival schools. The two schools were shooting to again raise more than $50,000 this year, and the final score of that soccer match was, who cares? What these kids were doing in the game of life was much more important. It's activities like these that make school sports educational and give the games value by teaching values that transcend sports. It's creating the real blue chippers out of the 99% who are the most worthy of our attention. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.